Ruth chapter 1, the theme of Ruth is the romance of redemption, and what a love story it is in Ruth chapter 1, but I don't want to preach particularly on that tonight. I want to talk to you tonight about the prevention and cure for backsliding, the prevention and the cure of backsliding. In Ruth chapter 1, if you'll take that and read it, I want to go through the prevention and the cure for backsliding. And I want to just say that backsliding is something that we need to avoid. And Ruth, I believe, gives us some lessons to help us to avoid it and to stay away from it. And if we do get into it, the cure is in here as well. And so let's look at Ruth chapter 1. First of all, verse 1, the prevention and cure for backsliding. It says, "Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons." Now the judges were a time when God's people would sin. They would get into slavery because of sin. And then God would raise up a savior. That's what a judge is, a little savior, small s, that he would empower this individual. And they would, through preaching and teaching and leading the people to victory, would help to restore the people back to walk with God and get the blessings of God in their life. And there's a cycle of that in the book of Judges. And so we're talking about the prevention and cure for backsliding. And God raised up these saviors to do that. And so it says here in verse 1 that in the days of the judges, when they ruled, there was a famine in the land. And this certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab, he and his wife and his two sons. And we see the first thing about backsliding that we need to keep in mind is that when we're going through a famine in our life or a difficult time in our life, we should never forsake the Lord and the Lord's people. We should never do that. The Bible says, "Forsake not the assembly of yourself as the manner of some is." I believe that God blessed the land of Israel, and it was the promised land, and it's the land that God gave his people. And even when difficult times came, even when famines come, it is a way to backslide is when you pull away from the local church, when you pull away from God's people, when you pull away from the place where God had you to be. And whenever that happens, you are already backsliding, beloved. You're already going. Remember, Bethlehem, Judah was a place where God blessed. And yes, there was a famine in the land, and that reminds me of Abraham. Remember Abraham? When there was a famine in the land, he had traveled all the way 600 miles to go to the promised land. Once he got there, he endured, he stayed there. And we said last week he did that, or a couple weeks ago, whenever it was, he did that by remembering a city. He did that by focusing on a city. He went by faith in the Word of God. But listen to me, he had a lapse in his faith, and that made him leave the land of promise, and he went down to Egypt. By the way, when he went down to Egypt, who went down there with him? You remember Lot went down with him? And remember Abraham came out of Egypt and went back to the promised land? But what happened? Lot left and he went to Sodom and he went to Gomorrah because he left Egypt, but Egypt never left Lot. And he struggled the rest of his life because of that and lost rewards because of that. And so I'm saying there is a high price for backsliding. And whenever you get away from the man of God, the preaching of the Word of God, and the fellowship that Tom Lydon talked about last week with the saints, as you're in the Word and the Spirit of God is working, my friend, you're in trouble right there. And that's what happened to Jonah. The Bible says Jonah, he fled from the presence of the Lord. The Lord spoke to him in the temple, and Jonah heard from God, and he didn't want to do what God wanted him to do, so he went in the other direction. And sometimes you come to church, and God puts on your heart what you need to do, and you say, man, that's too much. I don't want to do that. And so you begin to pull away. There's too much pressure, too much of the conviction, too much that I have to face. There's too great a cost. Listen, there's a greater cost when you run from God. You're better to stay with God and pay the price of doing what God wants you to do than running away from God and paying the devil's price and seeing what the devil will take away from you, because the devil will take everything away from you. If you're truly born again, he can't take away your salvation, beloved. But with Lot, he took away everything from him, and he died in terrible failure. And my friends, you don't want that. You don't want the high cost of backsliding. And so prevention, listen, Brother Steve, prevention, amen, is worth a pound of cure. And you prevent when during the tough times you stay with it. I remember our church when we went through that tough time of the Corona SARS clone of a virus. It was a bioweapon developed in the United States and moved to China and launched in China. And what was it? It was from the devil. Amen. And it was from devilish people. And the goal was to attack America, but attack believers and attack churches. And I'm sad to say many churches closed down their doors. And the reason why I believe our doors stayed open is because of the Lord and faith in the Lord. And I learned a long time ago, in tough times, you get closer to God. Don't go farther away. Are you going through a tough time? Then I get closer to God. Don't move farther away. Are you going through a tough time tonight? You have doubts and difficulties that you're facing? Listen, don't let those trials and troubles act as a wedge to get between you and God, my friend. Because the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your high tower. The Lord is the one that you need. And so that will prevent backsliding if the pressures and problems. I know we all have problems tonight. You got problems in the family, problems in finances, problems in health. You have all kinds of challenges you're facing. But are you going to let them press you away from God? That's what Abraham did, beloved. And that's what this man did who was married to Naomi. And that's what he did, and they had two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, and this man and his wife, they let their problems push them away from the house of God in Bethlehem, Judah. And they went away from the house of God and the worship of their God, and they went to a pagan place, you see. And that was the first thing that we see. They let the problems get between them and the Lord. And number two, I want you to see in the prevention and cure and backsliding, it says, and the name of the man was Elimelech. Now, it's interesting. It's Luke's birthday today, and I happen to know his middle name is Elimelech. Amen? And I wonder if anyone knows, and one of the men, what is the meaning, and I know you know it, what is the meaning of the name Elimelech? Well, we'll ask Luke, since it's his birthday. What's the meaning of your middle name?
The Lord is my king.
The Lord is my king. And that was this man's name. And Luke, for you to have a successful life, the Lord needs to be number one, the king of your life. And if you're saved tonight, the Lord needs to be the king of your life. He needs to be in that number one position. You see, because if anything else or anyone else gets into your life and gets into that number one slot, that is the key to backsliding right there. Do you know all backsliding starts when someone or something gets number one and the Lord no longer is your king? It could be money or job. I appreciate Miss Diane because she shares with me prayer requests, and I know she's praying about her job, because her job, she has a good job, but she puts God first, not her job. When her job may press her to dress in a way that's not according to the divine order, how a woman ought to dress. And fundamental churches for years, you know, have preached, if they're a good fundamental church, that God created male and female, and women are to dress like women and men are to dress like men. And now look what happened. A lot of churches gave up their standards. Now look where the world is. If you give up your standards, look what will happen to the world. You see, a lot of times it's God's people that we don't put God first, and then we're so worried about what's happening all around us, but we're not holding up the standards. And what's the church doing? A lot of times the church is following the world but lagging 10 years behind. We ought to be following the Lord. My Lord is my King. And that's the way to prevent backsliding, is keep the Lord number one in your life, not your husband, not your wife, not your child. The Bible says the love you even have for your family should be compared to hate, compared to the love you have for the Lord. But when you let that happen, you are making I would tell my wife, I make a poor God. I remember one time, my wife, she loved me so much, and she was looking forward to marrying me. She thought, I'm marrying the Apostle Paul. This is the greatest privilege in the world. And she thought it was so great, you know. And I remember she came up to Baptist Bible College, where I was a student, and I said, I'll meet you, and we'll have dinner together and all this. And literally, I never got there in time for that date. I stood her up, and I sent somebody to tell her. And you know what? She went out to the lake, and she thought, man, this guy is the most wonderful guy. Look, he stood me up. He never even came for the date it was supposed to meet. And she said, God gave her a psalm, and the psalm said this, whom have I in heaven but thee? And on earth there's none I desire beside thee. Now, I'm God's will for her life. But she got the message right at the get-go that this guy's going to fail you at times. He makes a poor God. and you've got to have your faith in the Lord. And I don't care who it is, you put God first in your life. Not a woman, not a man, not anybody else, but God first in your life, and that will prevent backsliding. Well, obviously, this man, Elimelech, and his wife, Naomi, one of the men know what the name Naomi means? Since we got Elimelech, what does Naomi mean?
Pleasant.
Pleasant. She was pleasant. She was blessed. And they went away from the presence of the Lord, from the house of God there in Bethlehem. And by the way, they went away from Bethlehem. Bethlehem means the house of bread. The house of bread. By the way, do you know where the bread is? It's in the house of God. Amen. That's where the true bread is. That's where Jesus is. That's where the bread of life is. And by the way, that's why we ought to come to a church where they have the bread. And I'm talking about the Bible. Amen. The King James Bible. And where a man of God opens that book and preaches out of that old time King James Bible. And that's more precious than silver. That's more precious than gold. That's even more precious than gold, and I mean that's more precious than bread. And when you're hungry, gold can't, you can't eat gold. Amen. It's bread. There was an old song, what is it, I wish we'd all been ready, buy a bag of gold, a piece of bread, thank you, a piece of bread can buy a bag of gold. I wish we'd all been ready. A piece of bread. But you see, I've never seen the righteous forsaken. Never seen his seed begging bread. When you have the God as your right priority, you're not on Biden's economy, which is the Obama economy, because he's running Biden and the globalists are running Obama. You're not on that economy, brethren. You're on God's economy. It's from his hand to your mouth. He feeds you. And he did Israel. They didn't have anything in the wilderness. And God took care of them for 40 years and gave them manna every day. And God took care of them. So listen, make sure God's number one in your life to prevent backsliding. Make sure you don't leave the presence of God, the house of God, to prevent backsliding. And then I want you to notice, it says in verse number 3, and Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died, and she was left of her two sons. And the Bible says in verse 4, and they took them wives of the women of Moab. The name of the one was Orpah, and the name of the other Ruth, and they dwelled there about 10 years. And then it says, and Mahlon and Chilion died also, both of them. And the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. She went there to get a little bread and then to come back home, right? Let me tell you what, you don't know how long a little backsliding may wind up with. It took them 10 years. And not only that, but the man whose name was My Lord is King, her husband, he died. And now she's a widow without a husband. And she's got two sons, Mahlon and Chilion. The name means puny and pining. Those two names, puny and pining. And it's a picture of how they were. And they both died as well. And not only that, but think of the price of backsliding. We're talking about the prevention and cure of backsliding. One of the preventions of backsliding is to think of not only not having anybody else as your idol, and not only leaving the presence of God and the house of God, but think about the high price of backsliding, that she lost her husband. And I'm thinking of Naomi now, because she's the survivor, and her two sons. What a painful thing that must have been. And not only that, but her sons married pagan wives. You know, who you marry and who your kids marry is going to depend a large part on who you put them before. I thank God for young men in our church. They're saying, we're not going off in the world to find women. These men could do that. They've done that. Perhaps in their past, when they weren't living for God, they're saying, we don't want to find the world's women out there. We're not looking for the world's women. Amen. We have single men here. Thank God for single men that love Jesus, that love the Word of God. And they're in the church of God. And God blesses and brings into the church who you want and who you need. When I found my wife, I didn't find her in a bar. I found her in an independent fundamental Baptist church that I was going through when I was working for the summer in West Palm Beach, Florida. And that became, next to salvation, the greatest blessing in my life. I know, Jesse, you'll say the same thing. He found his wife in an independent, Marie, independent fundamental Baptist church. And she came in here one night looking for a King James Bible church and got saved. Amen. And I mean, that's how God works. And you don't find it by leaving the church and going off in the world and looking for it. No, the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added unto you. But Elimelech and his family, they left the will of God. They left God and they went off there seeking to be fed and to be taken care of. And the high price of backsliding. The children married unsaved women, and not only that, they were puny and pining, and they died. And Elimelech died. And so, what a terrible thing it was. And the Bible says here that in verse 4, they were there for 10 years. They may have only been meant to go for a while, and you've heard me say it before, and I'm not the first one to say it. Sin will keep you longer than you want to stay. It will bring you lower, take you lower than you want to go, and make you pay more than you want to pay. The high price of backsliding. It's good to prevent backsliding, beloved, because it will cost you. And thank God when people get right. I think of Noel here, and he got really sick, and God used that in his life and spared his life to bring him back to the house of God, to bring him back to eat the bread of life. And to see him doing that is the blessing of Almighty God. And that's what God does in your life, you see. If he wakes you up, then what a blessing. He can cure you from the backsliding. Now, a lot of times people backslide away from the house of God because they never got the bread of life in their heart in the first place. In other words, why do people backslide? One of the reasons people backslide, they're Christians in name only. You know, the Bible says of the church of Sardis, you have a name to live and you are what? Dead. Spiritually dead. And if you're not alive, we have a lot of bus kids that came to church, came to youth group, and even went to the Christian school. But they have no time for it, no interest in it. Why? Because, listen to me, if you're dead, you're not interested in eating bread. You're not hungry at all. I know I got a good appetite. I'm alive. Thank God for that. If I'm dead, I'm not going to eat. Amen. And that is a lot of the reason why young people just leave the church. It's not because they lost their salvation. No, they never got it. They're not alive. They're dead. But listen, you need to wake up and get saved and have it for real in your heart. Have Jesus in your heart. And when you do, you see, you won't be able to get away from him, because he's never going to leave you, right? He's never going to forsake you. And that is also a reason for backsliding. And so but these guys, they paid a great price. They paid with their lives. And by the way, if you're saved and you backslide, God will chasten you.
That's right.
Because if you're not chastened by God, the Bible says you're a bastard. When you walk away from God and walk away from his will, you're going to be chastened. And sometimes that chastening will take you to an early grave. Because God says, I don't want you to live and dishonor me with your life. You see, there's something more important than living, and that is glorifying God. That's why we're here. I'm here to glorify God. I'm here to live for God. Hey, if I'm not living for God, no use living, amen? For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And so, you see, God took their lives, and he was dealing with that family, and he was dealing with Ruth. We're talking about preventing and then curing backsliding, seeing the high price of backsliding. You see, having anything or anyone take first place in your life, leaving the house of God, leaving the man of God, leaving the word of God, that is all part of backsliding. And we need to be avoiding that and preventing that. And sometimes we get led astray, amen? And we don't want to do that. And so the Bible says when this happened, now we're looking at more the cure. We've been talking about the prevention, now we're looking at the cure. Look at verse number 6, it says, then she arose, who's that? Naomi, with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Isn't that interesting? His people didn't leave Bethlehem, Judah. They didn't leave the house of bread. And they went through a trial and they went through a famine, but they stayed with God. They stayed with the word of God, and God came through and gave them bread. I've seen many trials. I've been through many troubles. But thank God I've stayed here and continued here for all of these years and seen God come through again and again and seen people backslide. But they've gone out there into the world. They've gone to different churches and they've looked for satisfaction. They've looked for fulfillment and they found in these churches. No. Why? Because they were meant to be here. They were meant never to leave here. And so it does us well to realize that God visits his people if they stay where they are. God blesses you if you stay where you are. And maybe you're going through a trial. Maybe you're going through a hard time and you're tempted to leave. Don't leave. I like what my wife shared with the ladies. Don't quit, ladies. You stay with it. Don't quit. And you stay with it. Yeah, you'll go through some hard times. You'll go through some famine times. But listen, God will come through. He will visit his people. And we believe that. And when he does that, people that have backslidden, because you've left the light on, because you've stayed with God, hey, they have a place to come back to. Amen? They have a place to come back to, and they can see God's hand and God's blessing. Brother Zukowski and I went to Oklahoma, and thank God for a church out there that is staying with the old-time Bible, staying with old-time soul winning, staying with old-time power of God preaching, and there's a place that you can come back to if you get away. But I don't want to get away, amen? I want to stay with it. I don't want to leave in the first place. But listen, if you've left, if you've gotten away, and you've come back, you've come to the right place, amen? And you've come to the one who is the bread of life, the Lord Jesus Christ, because we're offering him tonight for your need. And if you haven't accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you need to do so tonight so that you can stay with the house of bread and that you can stay with the Lord, because Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. And so we preach Jesus as Lord, and we're just servants. We're just offering people the bread of life. You have to come to Christ. You can lead a horse to water, but what? You can't make him drink. Amen. And the Lord touches your heart, and you have to say, I want Jesus. I want Jesus. And if you want him and you come to him, you come to him just as you are, hungry, thirsty. He'll give you food and drink. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. And that's what we're talking about here. And so she arose, it says, with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab, because she heard about God visiting his people and giving them bread. But look at verse 7. It says, wherefore she went forth out of the place where she was, and her two daughter-in-laws with her, and they went on the way to return to the land of Judah. Now, listen to me. Naomi told them, you go back and you go back home. I don't have anything to give you. I gave you my sons, and my sons are dead. I don't have anything to offer you. Was she right in saying that? Absolutely not. Because she had her God. And she had the place where she would go back to, which was the people of God, where don't ever think you don't have anything to offer anybody. Because if you're a born-again Christian, you're a member of Scranton Revival Baptist Church, you've got something wonderful to offer them, the salvation that's in Jesus Christ, an opportunity to join in the people of God, to be fed the bread of life, and to have their lives changed. I've seen it happen over and over again here. And what a sad thing it is when you offer young people the opportunity to be fed the Word of God and to do the right thing, and they get pulled away from that, and they get pulled into the world. And so Naomi sent them back, and that was wrong, because she had something to give them. Now, one of the daughter-in-laws did go back. She kissed her and returned, because she really didn't have it in her heart. But Ruth said, no, I am not going to leave you. I am not going to forsake you. Your God is going to be my God. Your people is going to be my people. And what a blessed thing that is. As soon as Naomi made a decision to go back from backsliding, she took somebody with her. Amen? And when you go away from God, just like Abraham, he took Lot with him in the rock. But when you come back to God, you can influence others around you. There are people watching you.
Right.
They're watching you. And you can influence them. I knew a lady in our church, and somebody's watching that lady and said, you know what? I see God is blessing you at that church. Maybe they won't go to your church. Maybe they won't right away say, I'm going to join in with you. But they can see that there's something that you've got that's there. It's going to make them think about it. Amen. And perhaps when they go through a hard time and they get stripped of some things in their life, they'll know where to go because you went and you stayed put. and you stayed with God. Don't let anybody or anything take you away from where you get your strength. Amen? And if you do, and you get pulled away, be like Naomi. She realized when she had lost all these things, I was a fool to leave in the first place. I'm going back. Now, she didn't realize, though, that people around her would be blessed by following her back. And so she tried to get them not to go back. But Ruth wouldn't be dissuaded, and she went back and was truly blessed in going back. Let me just say one more thing as we look at this. And I want you to look at verse 19 of chapter 1. It says, so they too, speaking of Ruth and Naomi, they too went until they came to Bethlehem, house of bread. And it came to pass that they were come to Bethlehem, that all the city was moved about them. And they said, is this Naomi? Is this the girl, pleasant young girl? And she said unto them, call me not Naomi, call me Mara, for the Almighty hath dealt very bitterly with me. Look at verse 21. We're talking about the prevention and cure of backsliding. She said, I went out full, and the Lord hath brought me home again empty. Why then call ye me Naomi, pleasantness, seeing that the Lord has testified against me, and the Almighty hath afflicted me? What a horrible thing that is. Mara means bitter, and that's what she was. They looked at her, and she'd just been gone for 10 years, and they could see on her countenance she didn't even look like Naomi. They didn't even really recognize her, and then they thought, is this really Naomi? You see, the best beauty treatment you've got is the Lord. Amen. The world, you know, they use all their cosmetics and all of this, but the best beauty treatment you've got is the Lord. Naomi had the glow of God. I remember one of my Bible teachers, a great man, when I took my wife with me to a conference, he said to my wife, he said, you're radiant, you're radiant. She was radiating something real going on in her life. There's something about walking with God. Remember Stephen? They looked at his face. It was as the face of an angel. There's a glow. Now, Brother Andy was saying when we went out of church last week, you know, people don't want to just run out of here. There's the flow of God here. Yeah, that's true. That's really true, and it should be that way. When we get together, there should be a sense of the presence of God in our midst. And thank God that Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. It's not how great a number that you have. It's how great of the presence of God that there is. That is the main thing. And so she came back, and God had blessed his people, but she was empty. She said, I went out full. Let her be your preventative. I went out full, but I came back empty. I went out radiant, but I came back dull and heavy and bitter. Stay with it. Don't depart. Let that prevent you from backsliding, and do everything that you need to stay close to the Lord and to get close to him. And let me just say one more thing about curing backsliding. She cured it when she went back to God and went back to the house of God. There was the cure right there. Just get back. Amen. And stay back. Yes. And people will go with you and they'll be blessed. And listen, she was bitter and empty and thought she had no future, but how wrong she was. Because her daughter-in-law that got saved, her daughter-in-law married a man. And that man had a son. And that son was truly blessed of Almighty God. And I'm saying her daughter-in-law married a very rich man who was a godly man by the name of Boaz. And Boaz and Ruth had a child named Obed. And he had a child named Jesse. Amen? There he is. Jesse. And Jesse had a child named David, the king and the forefather of the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. Naomi, it wasn't over. You backslid. You lost out, but you came back. And look what God did. You don't know what God may have for you, but you do know where the action is. As far as where to get a life partner, right here in the local New Testament church. As far as finding the bread of life, Jesus Christ, right here in the local New Testament church. As far as finding blessing for your family, right here in the local New Testament church, your children, your grandchildren. Thank God for that. I think of Luke, he's 14 years of age. Thank God his dad came here when he was 14. His dad came here when he was 14. Now, Luke's been here ever since he's been born. Even before he was born. And I remember that day, Brother Alex, right after I preached one day, Luke went down to my office. How old were you? About 5 years old? 4 years old. He was 4 years old. He went down to my office. And I'll tell you about the greatest birthday for Luke. Here's the greatest birthday. He was 4 years old. He went down to my office, and I have a big chart there, a prophecy chart, written by Bob Van Kampen. And it has all these pictures. And Luke just kept asking me questions. What's this mean, Pastor? What's that mean? And I would explain it to him. What's that mean? 4 years old. He was always a smart kid. Always, you know, asking questions. And I was giving him answers, and I just kept going through the prophecy, and I was telling him all the things I teach in Revelation, but at his level as a four-year-old. And we were going through it. And finally, it went on for about an hour. It went on for about an hour, a four-year-old kid. And finally, I said, Luke, would you like to get saved? He said, yes, I would. And he bowed his head and prayed to receive Christ. And he got baptized, and he's been going with the Lord ever since. He went out to Oklahoma with his dad and I. So his dad got here when he was 14, but Luke's been here a long time. And, you know, what am I saying? That the blessing is not by backsliding away from God and the house of God. Stay with it. But if you do get away, come back sooner than later. Don't keep it up, because this is where the action is. And I'm glad that we would come back to God. Let's bow for prayer. We've been talking about the prevention and the cure tonight for backsliding, and I don't